This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first new weight loss drug in 13 years. That decision comes after a series of disappointments in the hunt for new ways to help seriously overweight people lose that weight. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
The new drug is called Belvique. It works by triggering a switch in the brain that ends up suppressing appetite. Abraham Thomas at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit led a panel of experts that reviewed the drug's safety and effectiveness for the FDA.
On average, in most patients, it caused about 5 to 8% of weight loss. Some patients lost more than 10%.
Based on that, the FDA approved Belvique for two types of patients: people who are obese, meaning they have a body mass index of at least 30, and people who are just very overweight but also have at least one health problem, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or type 2 diabetes. James Zervius is with the Obesity Action Coalition, which has been pushing for new weight loss drugs.
There's 72 million adults affected by obesity. Now they have something to look at to combat this disease.
With the obesity epidemic raging out of control, there haven't been many options. The last weight loss drug the FDA approved in 1999 doesn't work very well, and it has side effects. Diets and exercise only help a little. Surgery works, but is pretty much a last-ditch option. Scott Kahan is at the George Washington University.
Of course, healthy eating and physical activity is an important strategy, but on its own, that's not enough. We've been trying that for decades, and obesity rates have only increased.
But not everyone is pleased by the FDA's decision. The big worry is safety. The FDA had rejected Belvique once before because of safety concerns. The main worry is that it might damage people's hearts. Sydney Wolfe is with the Public Citizen Health Research Group, a consumer advocacy group.
Some doctors were treating people who are overweight, and unfortunately the FDA are so desperate that they seem to be throwing caution to the winds.
Wolfe pointed out that earlier weight loss drugs like Fen-Phen and Meridia were both pulled off the market for causing heart problems, and Belvique is similar to Fen-Phen in some ways.
The history of diet drugs in this country is a grim history of one after another coming on the market and then having to be taken off the market after the damage that they caused was suspected.
But the FDA concluded that the benefits of the drug outweighed the risks, which so far seemed generally minor. Proponents argue that the FDA's decision marks an important shift when it comes to weight loss drugs. They're not just diet pills that people take for cosmetic reasons. They're needed to treat a serious disease. So like drugs for heart disease and cancer, some risks might be acceptable. James Zervius again with the Obesity Action Coalition.
This is a serious epidemic, and we have to do something about it. And I think that message is finally beginning to penetrate. This is about health. This is not a cosmetic issue.
Abraham Thomas, who headed the FDA panel, agrees.
There is no medication that is 100% safe. And what we're trying to do is balance the risks of the medication versus the benefits of treating obesity.
The FDA is requiring the company that makes Belvique to conduct 6 additional studies to see if the benefits for treating obesity do indeed outweigh any risks. Rob Stein, NPR News.